Good morning again on Friday the 23rd of July. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Louise Byrne and Gavin Jennings. The news is read by Tommy Meskell.
Final meetings to agree the legal rules for indoor dining will take place this morning. It's hoped the regulations will be published later today, followed by the operational guidelines for the hospitality sector. Our political reporter, Sandra Hurley.
The Attorney General will meet with government officials and Fáilte Ireland this morning to finalise the legal underpinning for the new indoor dining system ahead of Monday's reopening. Outstanding legal issues centre on enforcement and recognition of international COVID certificates. It's hoped that the regulations will be published later, followed by the operational guidelines for the sector. Hospitality representatives have not yet seen the full details. Yesterday, the hospitality sector got a technology run-through of the new scanner to check digital COVID certificates. It's expected this will go live later today on the main government website so bars and restaurants can test its use over the weekend.
The chair of NPHET's Epidemiological Modelling Advisory Group, Professor Philip Nolan, has said that the COVID-19 Delta variant will remain a significant challenge over the coming weeks. He said the growth in cases will depend largely on people's behaviour. On this programme, Professor Nolan says it is still extremely important to observe public health guidelines, especially on social distancing.
But for all of us, we now need to pay very strict attention to the basics. When we're out and about, we're exhausted, we're all wishing it was over. And I can see it as I go around myself. We're simply getting too close. We've forgotten how easy it is to transmit this virus. Those of us who are vaccinated may be feeling inappropriately bulletproof.
The opening ceremony of the Olympic Games takes place in Tokyo today at midday Irish time. Ireland has its largest ever Olympic team and they will compete in 19 of the 33 different sports in the Games. Due to the pandemic, spectators will not be allowed to attend most events and today's ceremony is limited to officials, invited guests and media personnel. Coverage will start on RT2 television at 11:30 and online. From Tokyo, Gary Moran reports.
The 32nd edition of the Summer Games will formally open at midday Irish time in the new National Stadium of Japan, which has a 68,000 capacity, but less than 1,000 spectators will be there, made up of Olympic officials, invited guests, plus some reporters. This ceremony, like the Games themselves, has been mired in controversy, with two directors and the composer forced to resign over offensive jokes, bullying or sexist remarks. But it is the COVID-19 pandemic that has caused bigger headaches by far. Many worldwide and here in Tokyo feel that the Games should not be going ahead, but the International Olympic Committee has doggedly persisted and barring a further COVID surge, it seems that 17 days of sport lie ahead, with Ireland's largest ever Olympic team looking to excel in 19 of the 33 different sports. Gary Moran, RTE News, Tokyo.
Gardaí have confirmed that a 15-year-old boy who was recovered from Lough Sheelan on Tuesday afternoon has died in hospital. It brings to 5 the number of people who have lost their lives following incidents on inland waterways on the island of Ireland in recent days. Karen Creed reports.
This tragedy is one of several drowning incidents over the last few days. A 15-year-old boy had been swimming in Lough Sheelan on Tuesday afternoon, a large lake located at a meeting point of counties Westmeath, Meath and Cavan. Emergency services were alerted before 3 p.m. and he was rescued and taken to hospital in Dublin. The boy was pronounced dead yesterday evening. 4 others, another child, a woman and 2 men, have also drowned in separate incidents in lakes this week. A 13-year-old died in County Down on Monday after he got into difficulty in the water. In County Cavan on Wednesday evening, a 29-year-old woman died while attempting to assist one of her children in the water in Gowna. In County Leitrim, a man in his 70s drowned after getting into difficulty in Spencer Harbour, while a 55-year-old man died in Loch Melvin in Fermanagh. Irish Water Safety has said the majority of water tragedies occur in inland waterways and has highlighted the potential dangers of swimming in rivers and lakes.
An agreement has been reached between Permanent TSB and Ulster Bank and its parent company NatWest, which could see the sale of parts of Ulster Bank's business in the Republic. The proposed deal could see between 400 and 500 Ulster Bank staff and 25 branches transfer to Permanent TSB. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
Ulster Bank announced earlier this year its intention to leave the Irish market. It has already reached agreement with AIB on the sale of its commercial property loan book. Today's announcement is another major step. Under the proposed deal with Permanent TSB, €7.6 billion of loans will transfer from Ulster Bank. This will include non-tracker mortgages and small business loans. The deal could see between 400 and 500 Ulster Bank staff move over, as well as 25 branches in its network. In a statement, Permanent TSB said the deal would not require additional funding. It's proposed that Ulster Bank's parent company, NatWest, would take a 20% stake in Permanent TSB as part of the deal. The announcement was welcomed in a statement from the Financial Services Union, which described it as a positive development that provides some clarity for staff.
The funeral takes place in Dublin later today of the former leader and founder of the Progressive Democrats, Des O'Malley. Family and friends will gather at the Church of the Sacred Heart in Donnybrook at midday. The Mass will be live-streamed online and on the RTE News Channel. Conor Hunt reports.
Des O'Malley was a towering figure in politics. Born in Limerick in 1939, his career spanned five decades and some of the most turbulent years of Irish life. The 82-year-old died earlier this week. The tributes were many, described as a man of huge courage who left a lasting and positive legacy and who transformed the status quo in Irish politics. Later today, family, including his six children, will gather at the Church of the Sacred Heart in Donnybrook for his funeral mass. Those from the world of politics, both past and present, are also expected to attend. The mass will take place in accordance with the current COVID guidelines. The number allowed in the church will be restricted to 50. It will be available to watch online.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Another very warm or hot day with sunny spells. Most of the country will stay dry, but it's likely a few thunderstorms will break out during the afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures generally of 27 to 30 degrees. Slightly cooler in East Leinster and South Munster due to a moderate easterly breeze.